Todd Williams, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
I'm looking at the research, this Our Kids, Our Tomorrow report, and some of the statistics are shocking, like 3 out of 4 kids in Dallas County are low income, 1/3 are English language learners. What conclusions do you draw just from some of those raw statistics?
We've got real challenges in front of us as a community. I think when I first got involved in this work, I really didn't have a sense for how pervasive poverty was throughout our region. I always knew that DISD had a fair amount of poverty. But when we dug into the data and basically showed that, you know, 12 out of 14 districts, all but two, had more than 50% of their kids qualifying for free and reduced lunch, and that that number has been rising from roughly 1 in 2 to now 3 in 4 over the past 10 years, it really highlighted for me that we've got some major challenges and some major work to do to reverse that trend.
More than 37,000 3- and 4-year-olds are eligible for pre-K but aren't enrolled.
For me, I kind of look at this as a real opportunity and game changer for our community because when only 49% of our kids are coming in kindergarten ready, and you look at the numbers and see how many of those children are not accessing free district pre-K, it tells me that if we can solve both the demand problem and the supply problem and get those children enrolled, we have the ability to meaningfully move academic outcomes that are subsequent to those grades in a very meaningful way.
You've made it clear you're committed to changing these stats.
Correct.
How are you going to do that?
Well, we'll do it a number of ways. One, increasing pre-K. Two, providing more professional development where teachers feel like they need it and really try and connect them with that. Three, really looking at what we call our hope charts, which are really looking at where are the outlier schools achieving great academic success despite the challenges of language learners or poverty, and really try and spread those best practices and the resources to the schools that are suffering and having more challenge academically. And we're doing that in a pilot program, for example, down in South Oakcliff and Molina Elementary Schools.
What's the effort?
The effort is really to work in 14 elementary schools, 8,500 kids, 95% poor, 40% English language learners, and really bring a series of best practices that we've learned from 20 outlier schools around the county and see whether or not it works. We started that work in September, and we're already seeing a growth in academic achievement, but we'll know, you know, for sure when we get the STAR results in the spring.
Mayor Rawlings strongly backs Commit.
He does.
These days, he backs the Home Rule Charter effort. I don't know if you were on the record saying you do too, but do you?
My general view, and I speak for Todd Williams and not for Commit, is that I think we should always be exploring every single option out there that potentially could help kids. It's my understanding, based on Home Rule, that whatever is recommended by the commission would only be approved if you have 125,000 people vote on it. That is a huge number of people to be educated and informed about DISD when you contrast that against the fact that only 1-2% of people vote in school board elections. So anything that increases the level of dialogue and knowledge about what's going on within the primary driver of our talent pipeline, I think is a healthy exercise.
Todd Williams, thanks for coming in.
I really appreciate the opportunity.